Why are businesses like HelloVet choosing Apple products and services?
So we started the business 2 years ago. We had a few people who were used to PCs, and this was their first foray into Macs. But it's been super smooth getting everyone onto those devices, and everyone seems really, really happy.
Find out how Mac can help you run and grow your business at apple.co/HelloVet.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. I am so excited today to have Rich Chi back with us. He is the author of Get Recharged Now, MMA warrior turned wellness pioneer. After a severe exhaustion nearly ended his fighting career, he spent 3 years in holistic rehab, diving into Chinese medicine, yoga, breathwork, and meditation. He had a life-altering Kundalini surge awakening in his body, gifting him with ki mastery and a muscle release system that eclipses standard stretching. So now he's channeling that power to redefine health, longevity, and happiness for all of you guys. Today, we are talking about Rich's Feel 10 Years Younger program. And more specifically, we're going to dive into why people age so much quicker in the West. Before we get started, I want to say a huge thank you to Dr. Bradley Nelson for your sponsorship and to iHeartRadio and to all of our fans and our listeners and everybody out there who watches and listens. We love you. Please do not forget to like and subscribe before you leave today. So, Rich, it's really good to see you again. It's been a little while, but you've been moving and packing and looking after children and running your program. So how have you been feeling?
Great. Energized and scatterized.
I love it though, because that's real. It's like everybody has, like, if you run a business, people think that you're on a pedestal. Like, people look at other people who run businesses like you do, like they have their shit together, but really you're just a human being.
Yeah. I mean, you know, somebody once said Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine, everything that I follow, wellness, my whole model, it's all about balance, right? But sometimes I heard the quote once, they said, sometimes you have to go out of balance to get more in balance. Mm. So, you know, there's certain times of our lives that just get a little more busy than others.
Yeah, totally. My foundation is life force energy. And lately I've been feeling so out of sorts, and I'm like going to yoga and eating really well. And I'm like obsessing over all the things. And a message came through for me to go back to my roots and just stay grounded in my foundation. So I think it's a good reminder that we just, when life gets crazy, we have to simplify and go back to our roots and what our foundation is. And I find that helpful. How do you ground yourself when life gets crazy?
The biggest thing I do is I always just like my wrestling coach used to say, you gotta drill the basics. Mm. You know, the five pillars of the new wellness that I wrote about in my book. You gotta sleep good, you know, you gotta eat well and hydrate, you gotta move well, stay flexible. You have to be in control of your emotions and your minds, you know, have an outlet for your frustration so nothing gets stuck inside. And you have to always pay attention to your energy. And that's the hardest one, I feel, for a lot of people, is because, you know, it's really kind of sad. We're just not taught about the energy model of the body. You know, I talked about it with you guys a couple times. But, you know, we start to, you know, in school, we start learning about the brain and the spinal cord and the heart and the muscles and all these nerves, you know, and all the electrical signals, you know, the electron pump in each cell of all our trillions of cells. But we're so close. And then we ignore all the circuits in which the electricity and the energy in the body flows. And I'm pretty sure it's because there's not a physical wire. You know, like, we can't dissect the kidney or the spleen or the lung or the heart or the gallbladder, whatever channel. You can't take it out and look at it, you know, so it kind of just gets removed from our, biology or anatomy and physiology books. But it's everything. So I would
It
say
is.
that.
I agree. I feel like we've been taught to use our brains to like think about everything logically. And then when you wake up after an awakening, you're essentially trying to learn how to not use the logical brain and how to tap into the energy field within. And the unlearning is so incredibly challenging, or can be.
Yeah, what I was trying to say is, it's a shame that we don't teach, the energy model of the body, because what I learned from my masters is, after around puberty, the main battery center in our body that was made to literally store bioelectricity and kind of recirculate it and act as a reservoir. It closes up after puberty. So, but we're not taught these things. So it just kind of closes up, and we may not feel, the electricity in the channels, shooting up and down the heart channel, up and down the arm, and, the kidney channel down the legs, and feel the energy in our body like we really should if we were taught from a young child, along with all this useless stuff we learn in school, like diagramming sentences. But, if we were taught about how to build the energy in our body, I can't even tell you what this world would be like, and what people's health and energy and vibration and it would be a different world. And that's what I'm getting at with this, Feel 10 Years Younger program, is getting people to tap back into that energy in their body so they can really start feeling it. And it takes a lot, though. It takes a lot.
Let me ask you this. Why do you think people in the West age faster than anybody else in other parts of the world?
Oh, man. It's a million-dollar question. I think it's not any one factor. I think it's multifactorial. One of the biggest things that I found, and how they call it, high blood pressure, they call it the silent killer,
Yeah.
because you can't feel it, but well, sometimes you can feel it, but it just kind of slowly causes all these problems and leads to, strokes and heart attacks and all kinds of things like that. But what I found is that tension in the body, specifically muscle tension and spinal tension, is like the silent killer. And it's, to me, it's what I've found, is that it really speeds up the aging process, because not only is it closing down your energy pathways, it's, tight muscles are in your spine gets tight, it's closing off circulation. And circulation is everything in wellness. We're losing blood, nutrients, and oxygen. And oxygen is a huge one. Because if you think about it, what happens when, you lose oxygen to a part of your brain for what, a few seconds, or even up to 30 seconds to a minute? You get some serious ischemia, and cells literally start to die. So if we're not getting enough blood, oxygen, and nutrients through all our trillions of cells, they're not getting bathed in what they need for over a whole lifetime, and it just speeds up the aging process, to
What's
me.
causing the muscle tension?
Man, just life, like, even if you don't do anything that, like, you didn't do anything strenuous, if you don't sleep well, let's say your sinuses are stuffed up, and you wake up and you're tired, you're a little groggy, you don't feel like you slept. Literally, our body tightens up overnight through not getting good enough sleep. I've noticed it myself, and hundreds of clients. And we worked at the health center. And but also, as we get older, it's a progression. We lose flexibility if just from the muscles getting older. And then the biggest thing would be, doing things that are strenuous. So, all these workouts, and again, we talked about this, last podcast or last couple of podcasts. My story, make a long story short, is I was doing boxing, wrestling, boxing, kickboxing, MMA, and training so hard, just knotted up all the muscles in my body, and I had a nice big hard body, but that was closing down circulation through for blood, oxygen, nutrients, and energy, and literally just slowing everything down. I make the analogy, like, if you think about the blood vessel through it, going through, it's like having a tight muscle. It's like having two bricks, and then you put a straw in between the bricks, and you're trying to, get air or drink something in that straw between two heavy bricks. Obviously, you're not going to get much. So in a way, we're kind of strangling the blood vessels and the energy channels, which are real, just not physical wires. And it's just causing restriction, and it's just causing a lack of circulation, which is, that's what I found.
And to add another layer onto that is every trauma that we've been through, there's all these layers and layers and layers of trapped energy in our body that's preventing the flow as well. So add on the diet out there, add on all the EMFs that are affecting us, add on the chronic stress with this, image that is being portrayed that in order to achieve, we have to work harder and harder and harder. And when we're being fed that information, and then you go on social media and you see all these images of perfection from a sense of that doesn't make any sense. It can be really confusing and hard to live.
Yeah, I just wrote an article. It's not released yet, but it's after social media, what's left to eat? Because there's the social media video and guru out there telling you not to eat every single food group. And I mean, you got to be careful because literally you can just get
Going through
kind
this
of,
right now. This is perfect timing because I don't know what to eat anymore.
yeah, like you can get really, what do you call it? Like hypochondriac, like, just over confused and overwhelmed about, my God, every time you're about to put something in your mouth, like, oh my God, I saw that one guy or that one girl telling me not to eat this. And it can really create a really unhealthy relationship with food. As a dietitian, the psychological and the behavioral part of nutrition and our relationship with food has just been more prominent and more prominent in what we do and how we counsel people. And I can remember personally, I can totally relate because when I was in college, going through that whole, training, nonstop for MMA, and I was so exhausted, and I didn't know what was causing it. So then I started to look at everything in food and thinking every time I ate, oh my God, is this causing it? Oh my God, is this ca am I gonna pass out now? Am I gonna get tired? It was overwhelming. So what can really help is two things, is having the right knowledge. Knowledge is power. If you know what to eat, how much to eat, even at what time to eat, that's huge. And also sometimes just having guidance. But sometimes, we, as much as we want to, just say, just listen to your body. Wouldn't be, if you're out there listening and like you don't know what's going wrong with your body or why and what to eat or, I wouldn't beat yourself up about it because even myself, as far as I've come and as much as I know now what to do, sometimes we just need somebody to tell us. Like, I used to walk around college campus with this giant glass of milk, from the cafe every day, chugging this milk. And I make the joke in the book. Me and my friend used to joke about if we had a superpower, what would it be? Mine would be shooting big giant balls of mucus out because I was had so much mucus buildup from all this milk that I was chugging every day. Not to say that, you shouldn't have milk or dairy. I mean, my grandpa was an organic dairy farmer. It's great in the right amount, but I was completely, nobody ever taught me, even as a dietitian in school, learning about food and how it affects the body. Nobody ever taught me, hey, look for mucus production after you eat. Listen to these signs of what food is telling you when you eat. And so I completely ignored those signs that my body was giving me. And that was just one thing. Okay. There's about 50 other things that I was had no idea about that, my teacher, my first teacher had to kind of say, hey, pay attention to this. Have you noticed this? Have you noticed this? Have you noticed it? Oh, wow. And after a while, like if you think about center where we're supposed to be, the Tao, the way, balance, and over time, even if we're off just a little bit, we're going in the completely our opposite direction. Before you know it, we're driving through the Himalayas, and we're like, wait a second, I was trying to get to Toronto, like,
But we're
yeah.
so there's two messages that I'm seeing out there right now. One is exactly what you said, like eat on a specific schedule, make sure you're following a specific diet that supports your body. And then I'm seeing the complete opposite of eating when your body is asking to be fed. And to watch out for living products like animal products because of the we don't know what is in them essentially. So both of those things I'm seeing out there. What do you stand by? What is your motto?
So, I mean, it's also tricky because, there's a lot of people that say just eat when you're hungry. Well, the problem with that is sometimes we're not as hungry as we should be. So, if we just follow that, sometimes we're not getting enough food and nutrition. So
Or we're
sometimes.
busy. We're busy. Like I know if I'm in flow and I'm working all day, I'm not thinking about food.
Yeah, no, I've noticed that too. We get busy and we get energized just from doing what we love and, or just being busy, running errands, whatever. But sometimes we have to be careful because we can tap into adrenaline, and become an adrenaline junkie. And, that's basically what almost killed me, Getting into the gym, being exhausted, going into the gym, getting myself hyped up on, heavy metal and music, training, in the MMA gym, and then getting that heart rate up, squeezing all the adrenaline out of my kidneys and my adrenal glands, and then leaving twice as drained as I was going in, not realizing that energy was temporary, that energy was, part of the vital energy that's supposed to last the rest of my life. So to answer your question, do want to eat, I would say at least 3 times a day. You don't have to eat 8 or 9 times a day, like some people say, always keep your metabolism going. The other side of that, the ancient medicine preaches about is you're never giving your digestive system or your body time to rest and deal with the nutrients it already has. So I would eat, something around morning, something around afternoon, something around dinner time. And sometimes you only need 2 meals a day. You also have to gauge your hunger with your activity level. I always used to say when they should have a program for people that, when they, I've seen it a million times, when they retire or when they quit smoking, they gain like 50 pounds like that. And there's nothing to, put in place to maintain their activity level, after they stop going all day. Or, their appetite changes because they stop smoking. So you have to gauge your appetite with your activity level and keep that into account. And the other thing, the really important thing that I think most dietitians, I've never heard dietitians, hardly anybody talk about this, even the social media gurus, is why aren't you getting hungry? Your digestion may not be where it needs to be. In ancient medicine, in ancient healing systems, what we call it is our digestion is our digestive fire. How well your digestion is, how well it's able, literally able to rot and ripen and melt the food like a fire. If it's not strong, things are super slow. You're not getting hungry. And, hunger is a sign of health, believe it or not. It's a huge sign of, wellness. So waking up in the morning after not eating all night, you should be hungry, So if you're not, lack of hunger, that's why you can't, it's not all black and white. Like, you can't just tell people just eat when you're hungry or, eat this time of day.
Right, because there could be a reason why stress is causing them to not be hungry at all.
Right. Yeah. Stress. And there's with stress, some people overeat when they're stressed. Some people don't eat at all. Like I'm the second type. Like I just won't eat if I'm stressed. So it depends. In ancient healing systems, everything is so individualized, and we've gotten away from that, and we've just gotten into like this social media advertising. Take this supplement here, everybody. Take this supplement. It's like, well. What if this person is running hot? What if this person's running cold? What if this person's digestion is super weak? What if this person's digestion is super strong? Like, you can't give everybody, there's no way with all the different factors and all the different states that you're, all the different organs are in, the condition of your organs and your energy channels, there's just no way that everybody can be doing the same thing and then,
Yeah,
get
there's
good
no one
results.
universal supplement that can help everybody the same way. Just
No, even
impossible.
though they're all on the shelf, like here, everybody take everything that's on the shelf. It's not gonna work.
Yeah, totally, totally. So is a lot of it inflammation? And what causes people to lose their ability to digest food? And what are some ways that people can improve their digestion?
So there's a lot of things you can do to improve your digestion, and that's part of a lot of those techniques are going to be my 100-part series, How to Have More Energy, that I'm doing on social media right now. But the biggest thing is, I think you have to cover the basics. As your whole body gets healthier and more energized, your digestion is going to improve as well. It's like a double-sided arrow, right? As you improve your digestion, it's going to improve your health. Like, digestion, the spleen and the stomach are like the center of a lot of, Chinese medical models, because if you're not getting it's called nutritive qi from your food, high quality, the maximum nutritive qi from your food, energy from your food, you can only be so healthy, So, it's, I mean, one tip that I always tell people is eat hot food, drink hot liquids. There's been a fad of, drinking ice water that burns calories. And I, as a dietitian, am always trying to see the parallels between ancient healing system and wisdom and modern nutrition. And in modern nutrition, we know that there's all these digestive enzymes, and they work at a specific temperature. What temperature? Body temperature, which is like 98.6 degrees. Now we're dumping all this ice cold liquid on it. What's going to happen? We're literally extinguishing those digestive enzymes or that digestive fire, and we're getting incomplete digestion, which can cause inflammation. I think in ancient healing systems, they would equate a lot of inflammation to what we call dampness, in the body, where it's like phlegm and dampness. Dampness can kind of turn into phlegm over a long time. And it's like anytime you have stagnating water, like outside, it turns into a swamp. Kind of the same thing happens in the body. When you get incomplete digestion, things are not moving right, so they're kind of getting stuck. You get like a turn into a swamp. So eating, temperature foods, obviously one of the worst things you could do is eat too much. So obviously if you have emotions that are not being dealt with or stress that's not being dealt with, sometimes that turns into overeating. And then of course, not eating enough. You're just not nourishing the body enough. So plus
So you're
there's
saying
that.
the 3 a.m. Ben and Jerry's call that I get sometimes in the middle of the night is not healthy?
Oh man, it feels good, I'm sure. But yeah, and that's another thing is like that was already one of the tips in this 100-part series is the time that you're sleeping. There's a body clock, and even modern technology and all our modern system now is starting to catch on, and they're starting to time certain treatments with the body clock, with the time of the day that that organ is peaking. So the liver, which is said to govern blood, literally in modern tech, modern research or on anatomy physiology, filters our blood. So in ancient, healing systems, they said the liver governs blood. So a nice parallel there. So when we're supposed to be sleeping, from like, I think it's 1 to 3 a.m. is like the liver. So if we're up, the liver is not, in that sleep mode, doing what it's supposed to be doing, getting the energy and the circulation from sleep. Especially now if we're adding some ice cream on top of it. The liver is just like, oh man, like there's no blood getting filtered tonight. I gotta digest this ice cream. So, and I don't know if you've ever noticed, but if you ever eat late or eat in the middle of the night, wake up, sometimes you get like a metallic taste in your mouth. A lot of that is the toxins building up in your blood because your liver couldn't do what it was supposed to do and filter your blood all night.
I do notice if I eat too late, I get nightmares, and then the next morning I have like so much brain fog, it's so hard to wake up.
So, again, you do all the right things on a daily basis, and your body will start to heal, and your energy channels will start to open, and you'll just start to feel you have more energy, and you'll stop aging like this. It'll be more like, a
Do you
nice
think
gradual
emotional
coast.
trauma and like unprocessed emotions also causes the people to age faster?
I mean, any unchecked emotion, that's kind of causing blockages in your body is going to, it's going to block your energy channels. And along, with that, the circulation of energy in our body comes blood, oxygen, and nutrients. They say that chi follows blood and blood follows chi. So, yeah, again, it's causing a blockage. Now, why that's so bad is because when you get a blockage in your body, let's say you have, a lot of grief and your lungs are, taking a hit, or they're not getting enough charge going through them. Now you're not getting all that enough energy through that, enough energy going through that one organ. And it just creates like a short. So now it's draining energy from, the next organ, and it's a cycle. So it's like a just destructive cycle where the mother of one organ kind of leaches, or it's leaching energy from the mother organ because it's lacking energy. And it's a downward spiral. But yeah, like that's why, again, I always preach to people, not preach, but I always tell people, an outlet for your frustrations. It could be a therapist, a mental health professional. It could be a friend. I mean, if you have a really good connection with one of your pets, you can talk to one of your pets. They're usually good listeners, or it could be literally just doing something that you love. Sometimes going for a walk is just a cleansing process, or even going for a drive. If you do it right, if you're blasting, gangster rap the whole time, maybe not. you may not get that same experience out of that. But hey, there's always a time when we need that kind of that energy.
Yeah, I used to listen to heavy metal in my 20s on my drive to work in the morning, and I was like, it felt like a release to me anyway. But now I know that that was just all my pent up anger.
Yeah, or then it could have been just adrenaline, getting adrenaline pumping. Or again, we are not always aware from listening to those signs that, wow, this music is draining. Because I used to listen to a
Yeah.
lot of grunge. I'm a 90s kid. I used to listen to a lot of grunge. I just went to a Third Eye Blind concert. Like, I love it. But some music that's, heavier, like I can feel when I've had enough. Whereas before, just listen to it all day. There was no limit. This is my music. This is what I, this is my genre. This is what I'm listening to. I'm in the car, it's up loud, I'm working, it's up, like we're not in tune to the frequencies and what is how it's affecting the body. Yeah, as you get older, you get smarter, hopefully. Or if you get some guidance, you can see how different things affect you. And yeah, the music I listen to now mostly, super chill. Super chill.
Yeah, a lot of people struggle with silence. I was reading all like a bunch of studies that most people have the radio on all day long because they can't stand to sit there and listen to basically what their brain's telling them, right? The voices in their head. So, I think another thing that people need to be aware of is if that's the case, perhaps some meditation or some mindfulness work might be a good idea. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, you hit the nail on the head, man. I mean, I think we talked about this. And I could see it when I was in college. Like, soon as class let out, every single one of my classmates would be on their phone texting their boyfriends or trying to figure out, okay, what do I do now? Class is over. Like there's some space, there's some time, there's some silence. Like, I used to be the same way too, but I realized I was always running away from my apartment because I was staying there. I had a roommate, but I was there by myself a lot. So I would always be running away or listening to music. Like I could never sit down in the silence. And finally, when I just sat and, in meditation and really just let go, I started to hear all the negative thoughts. Like I started to hear, you're no good. You're worthless. You're never going to amount to anything. I just looked around like, where is this coming from? Is somebody playing, the subliminal messages, on the streets? Like, but yeah, there's a, and it's not just negative thoughts. It's a lot of it is fear. I realized I had a fear of being alone. And I had a fear of the two biggest fears are being alone and never getting better, always feeling as exhausted as I was. Like, oh my God, I'm going to feel like this for the rest of my life. That was a terrifying thought because I felt every day was a struggle just to get through the day without falling asleep. I didn't want to live 50, I didn't want to live another year like that. So our subconsciously, our fears, they can literally, and they literally can drive us. They're like in the front seat. They're driving our whole life and they're dictating who, what relationships we get in. They're dictating what jobs we take. They're dictating what kind of foods we eat, everything to avoid what we're afraid of. So yeah. And one of the amazing things about working with the energy model of the body is as you start to get healthier and balance yourself, open up your energy channels and build your energy. Literally just, they just kind of come out and they, they come from the subconscious right to the forefront. And then you're still not in the clear there because then now you're aware of them, but now you have to address them. And sometimes a lot of people, when they first hear, their fears or their thoughts, they just tuck them right back in like, hey, I want to hear that right now. Get back
Yeah,
in
that's a
there.
good point. Like healing, people think that if you cl like clearing and with energy work gets rid of it, but it does. It moves it, but then it comes to the forefront, and suddenly you're like, why am I thinking about my fifth grade kindergarten or my fifth grade teacher that traumatized me? Like you got
Yeah.
to process it. It comes to the forefront and then you got to process it. And that can be really challenging for people.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons that, again, mind, emotions, and relationships, it's like the fourth, third or fourth pillar in the new wellness that, I outlined. As I'm always here to talk to people, to work through emotions and thoughts and difficulties with the relationships because it's a huge part of healing. And even, when I was going through yoga training, we would, go through all these, do all these yoga poses to help. I mean, it opened up everything and it opened up the, endless hours of, shaking and kundalini moving through my body. But we would never talk about, just talk about what was, what was going on with us, what we were dealing with. And I felt like that was just an incomplete way to try to, go about healing and getting better is opening up, the Pandora's box of mind and emotions and, trauma and then not giving support for that, And again,
Yeah,
you
I
don't have
can
to talk to
relate to that
me, but
feeling. So I can relate to that feeling of like being in the spiritual world, doing energy work, working with energy masters, and then being, okay, now you get to go home and process. And then I'm like, oh my God, I have no one to talk to about all everything that's coming up. So tell us about your program and how did you kind of work all of this into your program?
yeah, so I'm again, I help people address all the pillars of the new wellness. So, and it's not just like, all right, I know what to eat. What is he going to tell me? I know I got to go to sleep early. Sometimes you literally just need to be told what you need to do. like get your stuff together. Like you got to buckle down and you got to be consistent for a little bit and get that, those train wheels rolling and get some momentum so that you can start feeling better and then, get that energy up. So, I cover what to eat, when to eat, how to eat, what time to eat. And, so I'm texting people, through the week, encouraging them and giving them tips and also making sure, did you move today? Did you eat well? Are you, what? And also not only coaching them on the all five pillars, but finding out what their weakness is. Like they may have a perfect diet, but they're going to sleep at 4 a.m. every night, So I'm not going to preach to them about diet. Like I'm going to help you fix your sleep. I'm literally going to help you get to better of it. You're like, oh, okay, but I can't because I'm doing this and I have, well, let's work on time management. You know, like that's what we need to work on. But it's so coaching, you know, the different areas of wellness, making sure your lifestyle is health is what you, wellness is what you do on a daily basis. So hitting that hard and, you know, encouraging people daily through tech support. And then the muscle release system is huge, huge, huge. I mean, that's a component that's not in any system, any program, anywhere except for right here. So literally, again, we could do a whole nother show on this, but stretching doesn't work. So we have no way of releasing all the muscle and the spinal tension that we've been building up for 10, 20, 30, 40, a lifetime of muscle and spinal tension. So when you start to release that muscle and spinal tension, you start, it opens the floodgates of, you know, blood, oxygen, nutrients, and energy to all your trillions of cells. Now you're starting to run on, you know, high octane, you know, you start, things are starting to roll. And then if we have to use herbs, you know, herbal therapy, again, it's going to be individualized. It's not going to be, okay, go to, you know, this store, go to your corner store and get this. Like, not going to happen. It's going to be tailored to you. I have somebody to kind of contract with to give you that individualized, specific help. So everything together, opening up your energy channels, your bioelectricity, the circuits in your body so that everything flows better. And the best thing about the Feel 10 Years Younger program is just how it says, you're going to feel younger. And I say 10 years, but I mean, I'm going to say at least 10 years, like in fine print. I'm going to say at least 10 years because, man, if I can't even tell you if I would have kept just following the path that I was on, honestly, I wouldn't be here. I really don't think I'd be here right now if I just kept. You know, I'd be one of those people that, like with overtraining syndrome, where they just keep getting sick and they keep, you know, oh my God, I'm sick. Oh, 2 weeks later, I'm sick again. Like, oh, why is that guy always sick? That, you know, my immune system was everything. My defenses were down. I was, so thank God, I guess, that, you know, I got rushed to the hospital with, you know, that whole heart rate thing and almost died because it put me on a different path. And from now, from, I mean, I had to put a number on it. Honestly, I felt 80, 90. I felt end of life. You know, I was working in nursing homes. You know, I was a consultant for nursing homes and I'd see people that had in the nursing home, 80, 90 had more energy than me. So honestly, I felt 90, 100 years old. I'm in my teens right now. Like, and I know we were talking like, hey, where, you know, where have you been, Rich, for those last few months? I've been just going up exponentially with my own wellness and my energy level. And that's the thing that I think a lot of people realize is that your energy level is right here, right? That doesn't mean that you can't be up here. You know, obviously you can always be worse, but over time, what happens? Our energy level is declining, but it's, you know, even if it's steep, it's still pretty gradual. You know, we can't feel the day-to-day differences. It's like watching a kid grow up. It's like all of a sudden, wow, you're, oh my God, you're 10, but you couldn't tell. You know, you can't tell on a day-to-day basis. So that's one of the biggest things we don't realize is that there's 10, 20, there's 100 levels of energy and functioning higher. You got to remember, if there's people shooting electricity out of their hands, like my master's literally shocking people, patient after patient, like a walking taser, there's levels higher. There's higher levels of functioning, more energy that you can build and pump into your system and open up and circulate. You can feel at least 10 years younger with this program. So super excited about it. And
Amazing.
I don't know if I mentioned, first 10 people that sign up are getting half off the whole program. So it's a big deal.
I love that. Where can people find out more information about it?
So getrechargenow.com. I'm really sure if you
Nice.
and there's a yellow button, it's the first, second, or third yellow button. It says, schedule a free plan so you can talk to me, answer, I can answer any questions you have. You can tell me what's going on. I can even look at a couple parts of your body and tell you kind of how, what condition your different organs are in. So, yeah, it's a fun time just to really learn about the program and learn about you and how it can help.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for being here and talking about all things health. It's good to see you again. And I hope to see you back sooner this time. Good luck with all of the moving and all the other things. But thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
Awesome. And to our audience, thank you for being here. Like Rich said, don't settle for mediocre. Aim for greatness. There's so many levels of greatness that you can reach. Literally be limitless. Until next time, take care, everyone.